because I love the man. I know that some of you won't understand. We have blood to keep from running out. I've seen the meaning and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. Cause every junkie's like a sin. So we got ourselves in. No, it's a question. Have we got a show for it? We'll see. You can stand me up in the gates of hell, but I won't back down. I will stand my ground, I'll be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Now stand my ground, oh, and I won't back. Hey, baby, look out. Hey, I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know I tried, oh, I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, I'll stand my ground when I fall back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, baby.
Because after 25 months of supposed to be 25 months ago. 25 months ago. We've been waiting. And postponing was not an issue. It wasn't an option. And for us, Mallow was canceled. So, we didn't want to pull the plug, and we couldn't pull the plug. We've got our crew here, we've got the equipment here. Most important, you're here. So, lucky for us, we have some friends. And one of our friends has already been on our team this tour, the multi-talented, multi-faceted, multi-instrumentalist, playing by the drum kit right now, Mr. Josh Klinghoffer. this great afternoon, this great friend of ours, he's in the middle of teaching music class, I believe, and he got a call and said, do you feel like playing an arena tomorrow night? He said, I'll call you back, I gotta change my plans. And he's been at it, we've all known him forever. He was a big part of bands in Seattle. Him and Jeff have always remained very tight, and Jeff's band called Random, he put out a couple great records, and it's a great piece. And the second piece is this great, great drummer that we get to play with tonight. And I'll tell you more about it later, but please welcome to the sacred throne a great, great drummer who's very deserving. This is Richard Stiller.
Quick escape!
I think this Sunday is a super wolf moon coming up. Which is almost as rare, as spectacular as this one, the super blood wolf.
It was called a vast and reciprocal. Is it reciprocal?
It's reciprocal where they recorded some of the early demos. But Jeff was in there with his pal Richard. And he said, hey, if you want to come down, we're just doing a little bit of writing and it sounded good. So I got into this 64 Plymouth Red Fury, like looked like I had an angel's home. And I'm driving and I got the shitty little heater on and it's raining and the windshield wipers don't work and I can't see shit. And I'm thinking this is dangerous and maybe I should just turn around. My truck that I had since I was in the gas station, that was in the shop. So I was like, fuck it, I gotta go. I haven't seen Jeff in a while, which back then we saw each other so often, like a while was like 5 days. I miss my brother. So I make it there, and as soon as I walk in, they were playing the song. And I had my composition book, and I looked at it, and I grabbed it was like three lines that connected to the sound of the music. And then I went in the corner and scribbled out the rest, and then we changed the length of a verse or something, and within the hour, I had a recorded version of this song that came out of nowhere, and I'm so grateful for driving in the end. But Richard was there. I've never got to play with him live. You'll see how many toasts in there. But, yeah! I don't know if you know this part, Jeff, so on the way home, it had cut down a bit of a drizzle, but still, I couldn't see shit driving. Luckily, it was 1 in the morning and there wasn't that many people on the road, but I just pulled over, I took down the top, and I grabbed a couple surf racks and sat on them like a booster seat so I could see over the windshield. And I put the cassette in of this new song. And I was just screaming, singing this song at the top of my lungs in the pouring rain and driving back home. That was this. And this is the song, so if you want to sing it along, just pretend you're in the rain.
He can't tell again.
You have a good voice tonight.
Thank you.
the same folks really might be as old as me, not really many. It took me a second, but this young person here, it had a sign that said, last time I saw Pearl Jam, I was born again. It took me a second to figure out. But you were in, okay, you don't have to point like, yeah. Oh, did you hear the Metallica thing? Did you hear that during the show, like you think this is crazy playing with drummers in COVID, this is the Metallica, the great Metallica.
Yeah!
They were in Brazil. Curitiba. And in the encore, this woman's with her husband and her mother brings. Have you heard this story? True story. It just happened. And so they didn't have time to get her to a hospital. So they got her to a tent on the side of the stage and they delivered a baby right there. But the best part was that they were playing Enter the Sandman. At first I heard the rumor that they named the kid James Ulrich, which I thought was great. And then they said that they wanted to name the kid Sandman. but they thought they would get bullied that Sandman wasn't a proper name. I got a friend named Adam Sandler, we call him Sandman all the time. I say, take it through, Mama. Give him a nickname, Sandman, he can pull it off. Anyways, if you're feeling if there's anybody here that's there's a tent over there. Maybe not, actually near the merch booth though, for extra $20 if you get a C-section.
Alone in a car, oh, in lockdown.
Hey, let's hear it again for Josh Klingon around the town. I heard today, a young girl, I've known since she was little, now we see a woman play at a bridge school. I hope to see her again the next time we're going to play at a bridge school. I mean, I could talk just about that concert and those people, and those parents, and those kids, and that organization. We so many great relationships, whether it was with other musicians, from Brian, the amount of people that would come and would meet. But from Elvis Costello to Paul McCartney to Elton John to, but of course, Neil. She's raising money for ovarian cancer. Just through everything, is not a shock whatsoever, because she's just a great kid from the get-go. This song is dark. I think it's called Daughter. It has nothing. This is the time I'm saying it's nothing about. I think part of that was just raising, raising an artistic household. I think that's also something that happens a lot in this part of the country. And we should be very proud of that, and that's why so many great artists come from here going back into the 60s. So, 60 years, you've curated some great artists, some great people, and great minds, and some great bodies too. Goes out to him. We love you, Amber. We love you.
73. He found on the pipe guitar just like this. Maybe even this one. But Keith Moon was on the drum kit. And Keith passed out. Twice. And after the second time, they drug him off. And Keith said, "All right, is there anybody out there that can play drums?" And I said that twice. Is there anybody that can play drums? Somebody good. I didn't talk to the fellas about this, but because of COVID and all, we can't have quite the spontaneity to pull someone just right out of the thing, but there's got to be a couple of drummers out there. Go ahead and film yourself playing a song and send it to 10 Club tonight, tomorrow morning. And then we'll get you in and we'll test it. Maybe play a song with you. picture of the funny old man.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to run back on my own because this is where I left the line. And it's actually become quite a thing. Hey, wait, is this a new model? Drink the whole other one. Cheers to you. It's a good one. Oh, they're getting some cups. Oh, good. See, we got people on the job. All right. All right. Well, it's going to sound like... Okay, give me the... it's going to sound like hyperbole. It's going to sound like I'm placating to the crowd. This is the fifth show of the tour. We've been through San Diego, Los Angeles, and Arizona. And if anybody has been to those other shows, they know that I'm not lying. Even with what we're up against tonight and not knowing if we can even play a show today, this is the best crowd I've ever had on the tour and the best crowd I've ever had.
Yeah. Talking to herself, there's no
Does everybody have a baby yet? If you have a baby now, you have to name it.
I'm gonna go.
Tonight, I've never done this before, but I'll say it twice. On the drums, Mr. Josh Teenhopper. And on the drums, Harrison, you ever played this place before? No. You ever played a place as big as this? Oh, no. Here's to making memories together. Thanks for being such a great crowd, so good a man. Mr. Richard Stuber!
Lucas. We love you over here. Thank you over there. Love you over there.
Run, peace.